The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
We are in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simin Tzadi Vav, Sif Ches, and we are discussing the laws of Havdalah. Yesh litain besoch habesamim ktsas pizim. One should put inside the besamim some musk. Lefisha alav mevarchim lekuli ama borei minei besamim. Because that's something which everyone agrees that the correct bracha is borei minei besamim. Now, this requires a little bit of clarification. On all natural fragrances, there is a bracha to be made. But depending on the source of the fragrance, the text of the bracha would be different. So, for example, a smell that is derived from something that comes from a tree, the bracha on it would be borei atzei besamim. A smell which is derived from something that comes from the ground, the bracha on it would be borei isvei besamim. And on smells that come from neither, the bracha would be borei minei besamim. In addition, there's also a bracha to be made on fruits, meaning on smelling the fruits, and that is the bracha of Hanosein Reach Tov Baperos. So all in all, it gets a little bit confusing sometimes what is the correct bracha to make on a fragrance. Therefore, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is recommending that whatever besamim a person uses for Matzei Shabbos, he should make sure to have something in there which is clearly borei minei besamim, and then the entire bracha on the mixture would be borei minei besamim. More commonly, what is used is cloves, because that's something which is recognized that the bracha on it would be borei minei besamim, and this is what is typically used for Havdalah, among Ashkenazim at least. In any case, whatever a person uses for besamim on Motzei Shabbos, the custom is, among Ashkenazim, to make on it the bracha of borei minei besamim, just in order that people should not get confused about what is the correct bracha. Now, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch has not told us what is the basis for this minug of smelling something on Motzei Shabbos and making this bracha. Chazal tell us that we have a neshama yisera, we have an extra soul, so to speak, on Shabbos, and that neshama leaves us on Motzoi Shabbos. Now, we are somewhat distressed over that loss of that extra neshama, and in order to put ourselves at ease, we smell a good fragrance and make a bracha over it. That is the most common explanation given about why we make a bracha on besamim Motzei Shabbos. Rabbeinu Bachya has another explanation, and he says that Yom Rishon, which begins on Saturday night, was the third day since the birth, so to speak, of Adam HaRishon. And always the third day is a time of weakness among creations, and consequently, smelling the besamim is there to strengthen the soul of a person. But whatever the case is, this minhag applies specifically on Matzah Shabbos and not on Matzah Yom Tov. And also, we do not do it when Matzah Shabbos happens to be Yom Tov as well. We also do not use besamim on Matzah Yom Kippur. And then there's a dispute among the minhagim whether we would do it when Matzei Yom Kippur is also Matzei Shabbos. Now, one thing to bear in mind is that the bracha on besamim does not hold back from a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Havdalah, which means that if someone doesn't have besamim, so then they could still make Havdalah without it. Similarly, if someone doesn't have the ability to make Havdalah for some reason on Matzei Shabbos, then they could even make the bracha on besamim without the rest of Havdalah. A similar situation would be if someone has a very stuffed nose and they can't smell anything, so they cannot make a bracha on the besamim, And even if he's being motzi other people, he should omit the bracha mesamim and have someone else say that bracha. Now, it should be pointed out, if someone's being motzi other people, so everyone should, of course, have in mind to be yotze this bracha as well, and they should be sure to smell the spices on their own. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that it is proper to set aside a special besamim box to be used for Havdalah. The poskim add that it is ideal to open up the box, not just to smell it through a closed box. Now, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch finishes his halacha and says, V'yesh likach gam hadas. There's a minhag also to use hadasim, meaning the same hadasim that were used for the arba minim and sukkahs, you should put those in your havdalah box, in your besamim box. Hayo v'yis avid ba mitzvah chada zimna, since one performed a mitzvah with it one time, lis aved be nami mitzvah achrisa, so then it's proper to do another mitzvah with it as well. Now obviously this is not an obligation, but it's considered to be a nice thing to do. In a similar vein, if someone used besamim, any type of besamim, for Havdalah, the Kaf HaChaim brings down that it would be forbidden to just throw it into the garbage, because you did a mitzvah with it, so you can't denigrate something with which a mitzvah was done. So what is proper is to treat it with respect. If one has to throw it out, at least wrap it before throwing it out. So these are the halachas of samim for Motzei Shabbos. Now the Kitzur didn't tell us what happens if someone doesn't have two neros. The halacha is that someone who doesn't have two neros would be allowed to make a bracha even over a single ner. But if someone doesn't even have that, there's a question among the poskim if a person is allowed to make a bracha over an electric light. According to the Shmiras Shabbos Kelchasa, one is never allowed to make a bracha on a fluorescent light bulb because there's no equivalent of fire inside of it. However, on an incandescent light, one may make the bracha, assuming that the light bulb is not frosted. In other words, we want to be able to see directly into the bulb and look at the filament. Now, since there's a machlokes aposkim about this, of course, we should try to attain a proper candle. But there are number of poskim that do permit making a bracha over a light bulb which is incandescent and not frosted. Now, one also may not make a bracha over the Ner Chanukah, and one cannot make a bracha on a yahrzeit candle which was lit to commemorate someone who passed away. It has to be a Ner that was lit for the purpose of giving light, and not a ner that was lit for a mitzvah or for a minhag. There's another type of ner that's disqualified for use to make the bracha on, and that is a ner that was lit on Shabbos be'isser. Even if it was lit by a non-Jew, it would still be forbidden to use such a ner to make a bracha on during Havdalah. Now the next thing the Kitzur will discuss is the laws of the Havdalah candle. Now the minhag is to make a bracha over a ner on Motzei Shabbos. The bracha that we make is Borei Me'orei Ha'esh. The basis for this minhag is that this reminds us of the creation of fire, which was on the first Motzei Shabbos in history, that Hashem gave Adam the wisdom to be able to produce a fire himself by rubbing some flints together, and out of appreciation, he recited this bracha. So therefore, every Motzei Shabbos, as a remembrance of that, so we also make the bracha on the fire. Now, this minhag applies on every Motzei Shabbos, but not on Motzei Yom Tov. However, unlike Besamim, we do make this bracha on when Motzei Shabbos falls out on Yom Tov. And on Motzei Yom Kippur, It's especially important to make it, and that's for other reasons, which will be discussed in the laws of Yom Kippur. Now, similarly to what we said in the laws of Besamim, someone who does not have a ner, who does not have any type of candle on which to make a bracha, he can make Havdalah without it. Then later on, if he gets a ner, or if he gets spices, he can make a bracha on those independently of his Havdalah. And similarly, if someone doesn't have wine for Havdalah, they would still be allowed to make the bracha over the ner on Motzei Shabbos. However, one thing should be pointed out is that if a person neglected to say Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos, although they could do it on the following days, we're going to see in Sif Tesvav that they would not be allowed to make a bracha on the ner. Meaning, on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, if they make an Havdalah, they just make a bracha over the wine. Okay, so let's see in Sif Tes. He says, Haner, regarding the candle, mitzvah sheyehei mishava, the mitzvah is that it should be made out of wax, me'eza neros kluos yachad, from a number of independent wicks that are interwoven together. Shehi avuka, because that forms a torch. V'im ein lo, if he doesn't have such a ner, yivarach al shtei neros acheres. He can make the bracha over any two flames. She yiskarvu yachad b'shalheves, that their flames are brought together. Shetehe avuka, because that also qualifies as a torch. V'nogim shel'acha berkas me'ora esh mistaklin b'tziponayim. The custom is that after one recites the bracha of Bari Mare Ha'esh, so he should look down at his fingernails. V'yesh liros b'tziporne yad yamin, and one should gaze at the fingernails of his right hand. Gam nogim nistako b'kaf yad yamin, and the minhag is also to gaze at the palm of his right hand. V'yesh lochuf arba ha'etzbos au ha'agudo, and one should fold over the four fingers on top of his thumb, l'toch kaf hayad, into the palm of his hand. Meaning, the thumb should be covered by the four fingers, which would be folded over into his palm. U'mistakol b'tzipanayim u'bekaf hayad b'vaz achas, and this way he can look at his fingernails and the palm at one time. V'yachakach poshet esor etzbos, and afterwards he should extend his fingers, and he should gaze at the reverse side of his nails. Meaning, once the fingers are open, he should turn over the hand and then look at again at the nails when the fingers are open. And all of this is based on Kabbalistic reasons, which we're not going to go into now. The one thing we will mention is that some posts can bring down that one should actually look at the fingernails before reciting the bracha of Bari Mara Esh. This is a machlokis haposkim. Halacha Yud. Suma, one who is blind, eino mevarech al haner. He cannot make a bracha over the fire since he is not getting any benefit from it. What this means is not just can he not make the bracha for himself, he's also not allowed to make the bracha for other adults. However, the post can bring down that he would be allowed to make the bracha on behalf of children if they can't make the bracha themselves. Umisha eina meriach, and someone who cannot smell, lo yivarach al-besamim, so he cannot make the bracha on the besamim. So that we discussed already. We said that he also cannot make the bracha on behalf of others. Halacha yud aleph. Im li'acha sheberach al-hayayin, if after one made the bracha over the cup of wine, va'ochez es ha'psamim biyado, and he holds the besamim in his hand, v'niskavin levarech aleihem, and he has kavana to make the bracha over the besamim. But then what happened? Ta'ar b'loshona, he made a mistake with what he was saying, v'omar, and he said, instead of making the bracha on the besamim, he said, borei mori ha'esh, v'toch kidei diba, and immediately, within a few moments, Nizkar, he remembered that was the wrong bracha, v'siyem od Bore mine besamim, which means that he did like this. He was holding the besamim in his hands. He said, Baruch atah Hashem, lekeinu melech olam, bore ma'orei ha'esh, bore mine besamim, like that. So the halacha is also lo habracha le besamim. So the bracha works for the besamim. Umevarach achakach al aner, and afterwards he should make a new bracha over the fire. But if he had kavana that he was making a bracha over the ner, even though he was holding the besamim in his hand, also lo al ner, so then it does work for the fire. Umevarach achakach al habesamim. So, and afterwards he makes the bracha on the besamim. So really you see that there's two elements in the bracha. Number one is you have to say the correct text of the bracha. Number two is you need to have kavana. So in this case, where the person sort of made both brachas, we determine which bracha is effective based on what kavana, what intent he had in mind when he made the bracha. So now we have some of the other laws of Motzai Shabbos. In Halacha Yud Beis, we are told, Mitzvah laharbos ktsas b'neiros b'motzai Shabbos v'lo mahazmiros. There's a mitzvah to increase somewhat with light on Motzai Shabbos and to sing songs. L'lavos es haShabbos b'yitziyaso derakavod, in order that we escort the Shabbos when it's going out in a respectable manner. K'derach she'milavin es haMelech b'yitziyaso min'ir, just like one escorts the king when he goes out of the city. U'maskirin Eliyahu HaNavi, and we mentioned Eliyahu HaNavi in the songs. U'misbalin she'yavo v'yivaser lanu ha'geula, and we daven that Eliyahu should come and to herald the redemption. Lufi she'ein Eliyahu ba b'erev Shabbos, because Chazal tell us that Eliyahu will not come on Friday. Shelo levato es Yisrael mi'iskei tzorche Shabbos, in order to not disrupt the Jewish nation from their Shabbos preparations. V'gam b'Shabbos ein mispalim, and we also don't daven for Eliyahu Navi to come in Shabbos, sheyavo that he should come, kevan demisafkalon, because we have a doubt, dilma yesh tchumin lemaila miasara, maybe there's a prohibition of tchum Shabbos, even above ten tefachim, and in which case, ve'ena yachal lovi b'Shabbos, Eliyahu Navi would not be able to come in Shabbos. So, he can't come on Friday, he might not be able to come on Shabbos, v'alkein therefore la'acha she'ovar Shabbos, as soon as Shabbos is over, she'yachol avoy, that now Eliyahu Navi could come, onu mispalim she'yavo v'yavasa lanu tov, so we daven that Eliyahu Navi should come, and he should herald good news. The old Isa b'Medrash is also brought down in the Medrash. D'bekol motzai Shabbos, Eliyahu Hanavi Nichnas leganeden v'yoshev tachas etzachayim. Then every Saturday night, Eliyahu comes, enters Ganeden, and he sits under the tree of life. V'kosev schuson shel Yisrael hamishamrin es haShabbos, and he writes down the merits of the Jewish nation who keep Shabbos. Ulachain maskirin oso oz letova, and therefore we mention Eliyahu Navi then on Matzei Shabbos for good. Halacha Yud Gimel, mi she'efshar lo, anyone who is capable of it, yikayim sudas melava malka bipas v'tavshulcham, he should fulfill the mitzvah of melava malka with bread and with a hot dish. V'yisader shulchano yafa lechvod Halavoyas HaShabbos, and he should set the table beautifully in honor of escorting out the Shabbos. Umi she'iyef shelo le'echol pas, and someone who cannot eat bread, yolcho l'ko ha'pochos mine mizonos or peres, at the very least, he should eat food which is made from the five grains, or at least fruits. But it would be preferable to make the Malava Malka meal to be more dignified. It's brought down in the poskim that one should eat Malava Malka as soon as possible after Shabbos and not to postpone it. And certainly it would not be worthwhile to postpone it after Chatzos, after Halachic Midnight. Halacha Yud Dalad, Mi shehivdil kvar yachol lahavdil b'shvil banav shehagiyah l'chinuch. Someone who already made havdalah is able to make havdalah now for his children who are of the age of chinuch, lahotzion yidei chavasan, in order to fulfill their obligations in havdalah. Umikoshkein b'shvil gadol, in order more so, he can make it on behalf of an adult. V'davka kishe'enan yecholun lahavdu ba'atzmam. This is only when they cannot make havdalah for themselves. Avon misha yodeya lahavdu ba'atzmo, yavdu ba'atzmo. But someone who is capable of making havdalah on his own, he should do so by himself. This means that if the mavdo, if there's already a person who made havdalah on his own, then he should not repeat it for others, unless they can't do it. Now, of course, it's not telling us that someone who did not make Havdalah yet, which means someone who has to fulfill his mitzvah of Havdalah now, of course, he can be motzi anyone, whether they are adults or children. So then he tells us, V'amavdo b'shvil acherim, one is making Havdalah on behalf of others, kishim mevarech borei minei v'samim, tzarech l'ariach behem, when he makes the bracha of borei minei v'samim, he must smell the spices, Shalot tehei birchasa levatala, so that his bracha will not be in vain. The birchas borei minei b'samim b'havdala lo nisikna ela b'shvah hanoas adam, because the bracha on the spices navdala was only established so that people should get benefit from it. If he doesn't smell it, so then his bracha would be a blessing in vain. U'b'shvil nashim l'chud ein lahavdil mi shehivdu kvar. And on behalf of women, exclusively, one should not make havdalah if he has already made havdalah. Mishum deyesh armim dipaturas, because there are those that say that women are exempt. Since the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch mentioned the obligation of women in the mitzvah of havdalah, we have to give a little bit of background to this. There's a machlokis among the poskim on the nature of a woman's obligation in the mitzvah of Havdalah. According to Rabbi Akiva Eger, the position of the Ramah is that women have a Torah obligation to say Havdalah. Based on this, there are those that want to argue that if a man already said Ma'ariv, and he said Atachon Antano, now he doesn't have the same degree of chiyuv as a woman does. So if he wants to come home and make havdalah for his wife, he would not be able to, because her chiyuv would be stronger than his is at that time, since he already said atochon antono while she did not. This is the position of the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer. Now, many poskim hold that the obligation of havdalah, even for men, is only midrabanan. If so, it would be that Chazal, when they established the chiyuv of saying havdalah, they made a mitzvah on women just like they made on men. Because the rule is, when it comes to the mitzvahs that relate to Shabbos, we equate men to women. And therefore, when Chazal made their new din derabanan about havdalah, they did the same. Just like by Kiddush, we say that women have the same obligation as do men. This is one of the views that are brought down in the poskim. Now, there's another shita that says that if we do say that Havdalah is midrabanan, it could be that women are exempt from the mitzvah because it's not really a part of the mitzvahs of Shabbos. It's an independent mitzvah. It's not Shabbos anymore when we make Havdalah. Consequently, when it was instituted that men must make Havdalah, there was no such takana made for women, and women are pater. And this is the position of the Orach HaChaim that's brought down in the Beis Yosef. Now, we don't paskin like this last shita. We hold that women are indeed chayiv. But nevertheless, if a woman has someone else to make Havdalah for her, it would be preferable that she be yotze with havdalah of a man, in order to not get involved in this machlokas. However, if she doesn't have anyone to recite Havdalah on her behalf, then she should make Havdalah herself. Now, that being said, it should be pointed out that there is a different machlokas about whether or not she should be saying the bracha on the ner. And even among those poskim who say that women should make Havdalah, which is the way we paskin today, nevertheless, many shitas say that she should omit the bracha on the ner. So, practically speaking, a woman should fulfill her obligation of Havdalah by listening to the Havdalah made by a man. If there's no man available to do so, she can make her own Havdalah. She could also be motzi another woman with the Havdalah that she makes, but she cannot be motzi the obligation of a man. Now, children who are already of the age and of the maturity where they understand the mitzvah of Shabbos and the mitzvah of Havdalah, so they should also be listening to Havdalah. If they want, they can make their own Havdalah. In fact, one child could be motzi another child in this Havdalah. However, a child cannot be motzi an adult with his Havdalah unless it's a situation in which the child has already said Baruch HaMavdo, or he said Shemoneh Esrei and he said Atochanantano, and the adult has not yet done so, because then they would be on equal level, and in which case the child could be motzi the adult. But in a situation where either both said Atochanantano or neither did, then the child cannot be motzi the adult. Halacha Tesvav. Shachach onenas ohizid v'lohivdu b'motzi Shabbos. If someone did not make Havdalah on Motzi Shabbos, either because they were negligent, or because they didn't have the ability to do so, or because they were amazed, they refused to do so. So, it doesn't matter what the reason is. Yachol lahavdu ad sof yom gimel. So the person is allowed to make Havdalah up until Tuesday evening. Avol lo yivarech lo al besamim v'lo al aner, but he may not make the bracha neither on the spices nor on the candle. Rak berkas barei pri hagafen uberkas hamavdil. The only brachas he makes would be the bracha on the wine as well as the bracha of Havdalah itself. Ula'acha shekala yom gimel, after Tuesday evening has already passed, eina yachol lahavdil od. Now he can no longer make Havdalah. Ki gimel yom harishonim shel shavua nikram yomim shel achar Shabbos, because the first 3 days of the week are considered the days that follow Shabbos. In other words, they still associate with the previous Shabbos. Darein bechlau motzi Shabbos, and they're still considered like an extended motzi Shabbos. Avol gimel yomim haachronim, but the final 3 days of the week, Nikraim Yom Shlefnei Shabbos Haba, they are considered the days that are associated with the upcoming Shabbos. Ve'ein lahem inyan l'Shabbos Shavar, and they have no association at all with the previous Shabbos, which means that once it's already Tuesday night, it's too late. If you haven't made Havdalah yet, you can no longer make Havdalah. Of course, none of this is l'chachila. If it's at all possible, of course one is supposed to make Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos. And if not then, at least to do it on Yom Rishon.